Ben Lawrence.
Oh, goody.
Hey, so how is it happening?
How is anything happening right now?
For those who cannot see our video feed, both Ben and I are wearing red today, which, way to support our guy, Ben. Jeez. I was actually wondering if we needed to go back and delete all of the old episodes of the podcast so we don't get thrown into a camp.
You know what? If it comes to that, it's, you know, we'll be in good company.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The camps are going to be where the fun is.
Yeah.
So for those of you who are playing along at home, this is the episode after the election 2024. Donald J. Trump. Some people are calling it a landslide victory, but he won both the Electoral College and the popular vote. So all the people were like, there's going to be some shenanigans, and we've got to make sure that we get rid of the Electoral College, etc., etc. Well, wouldn't you know it?
Joke's
just like
us.
When George W. Bush got reelected for the second term. I was in Seattle at the time, Ben, and I think that you and I did discuss this. Why? How on earth? Who? Didn't you just see what happened previously? And they did, and they said, we want more of that. So that's where we're at here as well.
I guess we're just not ready as a country to elect a woman.
I don't think that's it. That's what I was, you know, thinking of a little bit at the time. But I think that if Joe Biden had been running, same outcome.
Oh, no, it would have been an even larger landslide.
Yeah, I think it's this not that people aren't willing to elect a woman. It's that people really honestly want Donald Trump to be president. That's what I've taken from this.
I don't know if that's... Like, I would hope that's not the case. I think there are still a lot of people who did want that, but I think there's also a lot of people who aren't paying attention. A lot of people who have amnesia from the 4 years we spent. The people who their biggest concerns are the price of eggs and gasoline.
People don't know enough to come back.
It's actually gonna... those prices are still gonna go up.
Wait a second. It's the panel jumper's fault.
This was always going to be like... Because people think the economy is not doing so well. Like, in some regards, it's not doing well because, like, inflation... We're still, like, recovering from, like, high inflationary period. But, like... Stock market's great. That's an indication of how rich people are doing. That's an indication of how business is doing. You know,
it takes time for economies to recover, which is why having the election every 4 years is sometimes a problem, because the new guy, like, can claim victories when the economy does well that his predecessors set up.
Which is what always happens, which is, you know...
And that's, you know, exactly what Joe Biden did, Ben. And so we just have to... I'm kidding again. It's gallows humor, ladies and gentlemen.
I heard one pundit say this was always going to be a Republican's, you know, race to lose. And... Harris ran a great campaign, and that's why the polls said it was so close, right?
Yeah.
Because she and her team did run an excellent campaign, and by all measures, the Trump camp did not.
Yes. And let's talk about, for just a second, you and I both live in states that voted for Harris. Like, our states went to Harris.
Yes.
And so, you know, I was proudly wearing an I voted sticker, and I was like, well, it's up to you now, rest of the country. Which, you know, and I don't mean it that way, because obviously, you know, I've got friends that live in places that went the other way. Oh, right? Geez.
You know what I didn't do? I didn't start the stream.
I feel for them because it's dark and I can't see them, so I just sort of no. But you get the idea.
Echo location.
Oh, is that on your camera or mine? It's not on my camera. Is it in my screen? Do I have dead pixels? Move your head. Oh yeah. Move your head right there. Do you see it? Is it your camera or is it me?
What am I supposed to be
looking
at?
Move your head to your right. But lean. Okay, now wait. Lean. Now stop. Look in the center of your forehead. Do you see a dark circle or smudge on your camera?
I have to change things because it's not so easy to look at the center of my...
Oh. Well, now you're going to have to lean more. I know that you can't right now because you're actually... Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's on your camera, right? Actually, yeah, cover your camera with a white piece of paper for a second.
I don't know what that is.
It is your camera, okay. OCD, back again.
Sorry,
that's all I'm going to be looking at for the rest of the feed.
For the people who are watching on YouTube, it's actually not in frame for me. It's not, you cannot see it because
that's wonderful.
The edge of my frame is right there.
And speaking of the edge, you too, where were they when we needed them most? So it's only been a day. It really is crazy. I've already gone through all of the emotions. I am now like
at acceptance.
Right back where we were after the last time. Here's the and I don't know if I talked about this on the stream or not, but one of the reasons, you know, I was saying this before when people were like, why are you moving to South Chicago? Why are you moving to Chicago? What are you doing? This was the reason. This is the entire reason why I moved here, because I thought that this might happen and I wanted to be in a blue stronghold.
Well, that's one of the things that I thought of when I was coming back from my road trip. I did see a lot of Trump signs around the country. But I did see, you know, some Harris signs in some very rural parts, which was heartening, I suppose.
Well,
but when I came back into Washington State, it felt like a big relief, like I was home, right? I was with my people.
Yeah.
And then immediately I saw another, like, you know, line of Trump signs. I'm like, all right, well, you know, it's everywhere.
Yeah. So the place where it isn't is South Chicago. I have not seen any Trump. I've seen a bumper sticker, but that bumper sticker was in the suburbs right outside of where I live, kind of. Well, not right outside, but like 15 minutes away, I guess. It's like that for a lot of places. But
yeah, you don't have to go far out of the metropolitan. You don't even have to go out of the Seattle metropolitan area to see those signs.
Oh yeah, when I was, I think I mentioned this to you before, but during the election so 2014 was when I moved out here.
Yeah.
And they already were talking about Hillary Clinton running for president at that time. Like, that was something that was being discussed.
We have an absurd 2-year-long election cycle.
And a lot of the people that I worked with were like older guys, boomers probably, not Gen X yet, who were union guys, who were mentioning how they weren't sure how they were going to vote in the next election because they didn't want a woman to be president.
What did I say at the top of the show, Paul?
That's what you said at the top of the show, but I think things have changed since then.
Not enough things have changed.
I don't think that there were many people who voted for Donald Trump because they didn't want to vote for Kamala Harris.
For who?
I think that that... what did I say? Did I say Kamala?
There you go.
Did I say it wrong the first time?
You did say it wrong the first time.
See, I'm belying myself, Ben. I'm a deep state operative. Yeah, that now you know... No. Wait. Kamala is the right way, right?
Yes.
Kamala is the wrong way.
Correct.
I can't even hear it when I do it. So, sorry, everybody. I feel like, and again, you're not feeling the same thing that I am as far as this goes, but I'm really feeling like they didn't want to vote for her, right? And her being a woman is part of the reason why they didn't want to vote for her, but it's also because they wanted to vote for Donald Trump because of who he is.
Right.
They,
because we've built the mythology around him.
Right. How do I say it? I don't like this woman. Women. Gross. No, thank you. So instead, I'm going to vote for somebody who has been convicted
of a felony. Is that the word you're looking for?
No. Somebody put it best. It's the love of trolling. Yeah, I want to see what happens. People are tired of living, is what I think. I think it's a death cult thing.
I mean, you do, I'm sure.
They want to see it break.
I mean, what did Alfred say to Batman, right? Some people just want to watch the world burn.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there is a large part of the electorate who want to destroy the system. So either they voted for him or they voted third party,
yeah.
Or more often than not, they abstained from voting.
There wasn't a lot of third party stuff going on.
Jill Stein always gets kind of like labeled as the villain for being a spoiler for the Democrats, but I honestly haven't looked up the numbers because I'm trying to avoid all the news right now, but I don't know how much of a difference votes for her made. But when I was like, one thing that I did when I was on my trip, I would listen to, like, I would spend the morning listening to news podcasts, NPR, the New York Times, and there were a lot of interviews with you might call them low information voters who are also consider themselves single issue voters. And one of the reasons why they're not voting for the Democrats is because they don't like the way people are supporting the genocide in Gaza. And one thing that they don't, one of the critiques of that I heard is that you're not helping anything by not voting for the Democrat. What you're doing is taking away your ability to create change in the system. Having a Democrat in the White House still allows you to organize and affect change and affect policy. Having the Republican in the White House will not allow you to do that because he will just cede the war to whoever gives him the most compliments.
Well, and the thing that somebody pointed out in this exact, pretty much the exact same way, was that you're not really electing your friend, you're electing your enemy. You're electing, you know, because you want, you need to battle against the government, right? The government is never going to give you what you want. You have to fight for it.
Right.
And so choosing...
Or vote for it.
Choosing a president that's closer to your own ideology, even if they don't agree with you 100%, is going to be beneficial to that enterprise.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the idea that... I mean, do we remember what we did with... I don't. I will be honest, I don't. But I think, didn't Donald Trump go to Israel and announce that Israel was the capital of the area that they were in? Something to that effect. Didn't that happen?
You know what? God damn, that it, there have been so many things that have been said and done over those 4 years that it's just like, I wouldn't be surprised. I don't remember that specific thing happening, but like it sounds like something that he did.
Yeah, but I think Jared Kushner was there.
It's between him like pushing another world leader out of the way and then him like using a Sharpie and drawing on a map about where the hurricane was going to go, right? Every day we were just inundated with all these moronic things.
Yeah,
it becomes white noise at some point. It becomes white power noise.
So this is the thing. I'll mention this thing that I had mentioned to a couple of other people. Right now, even as we speak, Joe Biden has the opportunity to do one of the coolest / funniest things ever.
Utilize the powers of the president that the Supreme Court gave him?
No, resign.
Oh.
Kamala Harris becomes president. And then she uses the powers that the Supreme Court just gave to do stuff. I think it's... I finally found a news... Like, I was saying it even before the election. But I finally found a news article that said the same thing. So now somebody else has the idea. So maybe it'll get out there. Because really, why not? At this point, why not? There's no reason. No reason not to do it.
Except you gotta consider the ethics of the situation. And
what do
Democrats
you mean?
Have too many...
The ethics of the situation... I mean, who's gonna complain? Morals. The Republicans, they've already said that he is unfit to be president right now.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. He resigns. You know, you're right. I have you. Everything you've said about me is true. Now, at the time, I thought that I was lucid, but you've shown me the error of my ways. I'm stepping down. And then from, you know, November, December, and then January, I think, is that... January.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think.
When is
the day? Okay, January 20th. Oh, hey, I'm wondering if this means that is it Jake Johnston? What's his name? From Mr. Show.
Jay Johnston.
Jay, that's right. Jay Johnston going to get a pardon? Do we think is that on the table?
I don't think so, but a lot of people will who aren't going to deserve it. You know, maybe he'll just give a blanket pardon to everybody who's been
I mean, okay, and I'm serious about this. He should not. I don't think he should, but he should. And if he doesn't, that's the start of a thing, right? Because people will always be able to point at it and say, oh, look, he got the presidency, left his supporters out to dry. He's got to try to do a blanket pardon thing, I think.
Here's a fun coincidence. January 20th, Inauguration Day. Mm-hmm. Next year is also Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Crazy. Arcadia is a band that was a spin-off of Duran Duran. It was a side project that they did. And there's a song called Re-Election Day, or it's called Election Day. It has the word Re-Election Day on it. It was running through my head all of Election Day. But I didn't know who sang it, so now I found out it's Arcadia, which is pretty cool.
Never heard of it.
So now we've got, you know, a little while. I've once again heard people going, oh, I'm gonna, you know, try to leave, etc.
Canada's leaving is big, we're closed signs at the borders.
Well, this is the thing, is that Canada, you know, has rules.
Yeah.
And the rules are tricky. But also, there are more people that need that safe haven than the people that I've heard saying, well, maybe I'll go to Canada, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's the thing. A lot of the, some of the people that I've heard say that are people like me, you know, who have, like, privilege. Like, in terms of the policies that are going to be enacted, I'm fine. You and me are fine, just by the fact that we're straight white men. You know?
In general.
In general.
You know, there is that whole thing about, and this is why I was like, I mean, okay, this is a message to whoever is looking through these things for Donald Trump. Hey, man, we play it, you know, Ben is definitely a problem, when it comes to, I try to maintain a middle of the road kind of thing. So I would look into him first and take a look. He's selfless, helped me move, just a good person in general, which I know, ticks some boxes of, some guy that you gotta watch out for. Me, exactly. I'm a little bit more tricky, a little bit more underhanded, maybe the type of guy, that would be able to, pass some tests. If you catch my drift, so, you know, just keep that in mind. Okay, Ben, I think we're safe. We'll see. If they search the audio for this, I mean,
that's the thing, right? I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think I don't think those sorts of
Stasi.
I don't think people who have different political views than those in charge are going to be put in gulags or camps. I don't think that's going to happen. What will happen is people who are queer, trans, people who are people like pregnant women, you know, I think there will be some policies that are enacted that are unfavorable to them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or possibly deadly. There's a friend of mine who...
People are going to die. That is just... That's going to happen.
Their family was going to try for a second child, and they're like, we're not doing it now. Because the last pregnancy had complications. If this one does as well, you know, that could be it.
You and I live in states that aren't going to enact those laws, but again... listening to the news, that is becoming more and more of a common occurrence where something is happening and the procedure to help that something is not going to be done by a doctor because they're afraid of legal action coming against them because it's close enough to an abortion that it falls under the blanket definition of what white guys in the government have decided is an abortion.
I heard at least one person that I know has been having trouble getting their doctor to sign off on tubal ligation.
Or what is that? I don't know what that is.
A tubal ligation, Ben, is a procedure a woman gets done so that no baby, but before
<Question mark?
laughs> the baby.
Right.
Is
having
possible
your tubes
baby.
Tied more colloquially.
Exactly. Something to that effect. And for those of you who are shaking your heads and being like, you guys should know exactly what tubal ligation is. Here's something. Did you talk to me about this already, Ben? Because this is something that I didn't know that I then learned because someone explained it to me. I think it might be you.
Usually how you learn things.
Tariffs?
Yeah.
Are you familiar how they work?
I am, actually.
A lot of people aren't.
No, because...
And they're suddenly learning about them.
We are all going to learn about them.
I think you did tell me about this. I think it was when we were here and we were talking about it.
Yeah.
People are going to be like, why is everything so much more expensive now?
Yeah, because when there's a tariff on an import, that... Like, if we... have 50% tariffs on goods from China. China doesn't pay that money. The importers pay that money, and they pass that extra cost off to us.
Yep, yep.
Why now, that was not a larger part of the national conversation when he was talking about him, I don't know.
Well, and here's the thing. Now that we're stuck where we are, there is one thing that I think maybe will be good about it. Hear me out.
Okay, I want to see where you're going with this.
If they increase manufacturing jobs in the United States, that might be... it could just be a cash grab, but that might also be the plan. To say, we need to have coal now because we're doing the... Because eventually, you know, they want to have coal back in, right? How do you get coal back in? You get coal back in by bringing up plants to manufacture other things. Things that right now we have been paying for from, like, polluters like China, et cetera, so we could stay clean. They could do all the dirty stuff, and then we get the benefits of that.
I mean, that's... Theoretically, that's the point of tariffs, right? It's to make imports more expensive so you buy American. But the problem is when you like, China is manufacturing EV cars like a mofo these days. And I heard some sort of statistic that says in 10 years, every, like, one in five US EV cars is going to be Chinese made. Now, you can put a tariff on imported Chinese cars to say buy American EVs. That's kind of the point. But the problem is, if you're putting tariffs on all goods coming from China or anywhere else, that will make American cars more expensive too. Because even though a Toyota is a Japanese car, maybe manufactured here in the States, pieces of that car come from China. Parts of that lithium batteries come from China. So those are going to get more expensive, and the cars are going to get more expensive.
Yep. Everything is going to get more expensive because of tariffs.
Except for eggs and gasoline, apparently.
Wait, eggs and gasoline, no tariffs on them?
No, that's again, that was like one of the talking points of people who didn't vote for Kamala Harris, is because eggs and gas are too expensive.
Oh, okay.
Trump will bring down the price of eggs because he can cure bird flu.
Something I didn't even think about, J.D. Vance being the VP, I have a feeling that he's going to have a time similar to Dan Quayle, where people will be making fun of... He's going to be the lightning rod of people making fun so that Trump gets a break.
There's a lot of material there.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's true or not, but... I'm still thinking maybe this is a time that we'll get to see Trump shave his head. It's still shave his head, black leather trench coat. I'm just saying, it's, if he goes full dictator, it is possible that there will be some fashion changes that go along with it. How would you like to see, instead of the suit, a crisp military uniform that he has?
And with like a red MAGA like hat. Cowboy hat or something.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's probably not good. Here's the other thing that I will say that I'm thinking of, that probably other people are thinking of too. The U.S. military.
Yeah.
You know, he is the commander in chief of it, but they've still got their own culture and their, you know, own ways of doing things, and the military in general, at least my experience of it, right? The military in the 90s was far more progressive. Well, this is the Air Force too. I don't know what it's like in the other branches. Far more progressive than the civilian world was.
Well, see, that's the other thing, right? He said he's gonna jail his political enemies. So, like,
yeah,
Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, two people he specifically called out, right? Are you going to find military police? Are you going to find any members of the National Guard who are going to arrest members of Congress because Trump said so? Because I was just following orders is not a defense.
Yeah, that is interesting. I don't know.
Committed guilty of war crimes.
I mean, it will be interesting to see if they come up with charges. I mean, that's the thing, right? That's the thing about the law, there's a lot of stuff that can happen if they make a thing and the thing becomes true.
You might, yeah. I mean, it's, I mean, it, they're gonna, they probably already have the Senate, that they, and if they get the, if they, if all three branches of government are Republican, but it, it, yeah, it's gonna be a dark, dark place. But I think in terms of like the military, it's probably, it, it's probably gonna fracture, because you will have, you have members of the military, I don't know at what level, who will be like, yes, Trump is my guy, I want to arrest all the bleeding heart liberals. And then you're going to have other members of the military who are like, are you fucking kidding
me? What are you doing? What, yeah, what no, you can't do that. Yeah, exactly. That it'll, it will be interesting to see what happens with the military as far as that goes. I'm not saying that that it would go so far as to have a military coup of the U.S., but it is a possibility that I'm just keeping in my back pocket of not a good thing, just a different bad thing that could occur.
Yeah.
The other thing that I keep thinking about, I don't know if you've thought of this as well. People still don't like him. And when I say people, I mean people that he wants to like him still don't like him. And this is the same with a lot of other folks, right? They're still not cool. And they're still weird, and they're not going to be accepted in the, you know, high society thing that they want to be in. There's that part. And then there's the other part that they're motivated a lot by self-interest, which means backstabbing and means, like, you know, well, you remember how many people Trump got rid of in his cabinets and stuff like that? High turnover.
Yeah.
Right?
Because he hires the best people, he also fires the best people.
The question is, on that thing, I mean, there, I don't have the list of agencies that they're trying to get rid of. I know the Department of Education is one of them. You know, so how is all of that going to affect us, right? Do you remember when the National Park Service shut down in Seattle?
Do I remember when that happened? No, I do not remember when that happened.
Maybe it happened in Edwardsville, but I think I was in Seattle when it happened. Maybe I was in Edwardsville. There were parks that shut down. Oh my God, I sound like one of these politician guys now. You remember when Ben? All right, Ben. Do you remember when the park shut? There was a time. I thought it was in Seattle. I thought there was a budget thing that happened.
This one of those things where they didn't fund the government, and so they had to close all these public services.
Yes. Yeah, I think that it was when I was still in Seattle.
Yeah. I mean, that's happened a few times.
There were parks where the garbage cans were overflowing, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But, I mean, here's the thing, right? If the Republicans have all three houses, I mean, all three houses, sorry, all three branches.
Yeah.
We're not going to see the government shut down, right? They'll just keep it open and keep pumping.
And they'll run the deficit up, because when Republicans are in charge, they don't care about that anymore.
Like when we just talked about The Sopranos. When they got the sporting goods store, do you remember that?
Yeah, because that was Robert Patrick from Terminator 2, who was the...
That's right!
Who was the that guy.
Yeah.
And I listened to an interview with him. He took that role because he was tired of being typecast as the baddie, as like a villain.
Yeah.
So he took that role because he was the chum.
Interesting. The thing that I remember seeing. Oh, we just talked about this too. Special features on DVDs. Don't you miss them, Ben?
I do miss them. I don't miss paying for DVDs, but I do miss that aspect.
There was an episode, not an episode, but a special feature interview with Robert Patrick, where they talked about how fast he could run.
Yeah.
And that he actually was able to catch up with Edward Furlong on the motorcycle. Yeah, he could run that fast.
He's a fascinating character. Which I think
is pretty cool.
I think it was WTF with Marc Maron that I listened to, and it made me want to go back and revisit T2, which is a solid film, I feel. And but if I watch it again, I'm probably going to be like, oh, this is bad. This is terrible, problematic.
You know, I heard the Terminator Genesis. Is that the one? Is it Genesis?
Is that the one where Christian Bale yelled at the gaffer?
No, I don't think so. The Terminator, it's sort of like, you know how they did that Halloween reboot where it's like only Halloween 1 happened and then all the other ones didn't happen and now this is the next Halloween movie, like that?
Okay, I follow you. I didn't see the Halloween part, but I got you.
Apparently there was a Terminator movie that came out and the idea was that it rebooted Terminator so that only Terminator 1, Terminator 2, and then this movie. Like, it forms a trilogy, and all the other Terminator movies don't exist.
I don't even know how many Terminator movies there are.
A lot of other ones. But it basically...
Sounds like they should be terminated.
Speaking of which, no, but it brought in the idea of, you know, the multiverse and time loops and things like that.
Yeah.
In a cool way to sort of disown the other pieces of
it. I never saw the latest Matrix movie, but did they do that with the Matrix where the second movies didn't matter?
They did a couple of things with the Terminator movies, and I didn't like it. Not Terminator movies, sorry. I did not like the new Matrix movie, so much so that my brain refuses to remember things about it.
I never saw it, but it was the Wachowskis, right? They directed it?
It was, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
I totally binged season one of Slow Horses this week. Since we've spoken, Slow Horses.
But,
like, it's only six episodes a season. I mean, come on.
Right, I know, so you should be able to catch up pretty fast.
That's like two really long movies. That's less than a Lord of the Rings trilogy.
And there's quality there, though, Ben. That's what they're...
There is quality there.
That's what they're really known for.
I knew I was going to enjoy Gary Oldman's performance, and I did. He had me laughing.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where it's like, it looks like he's having fun playing this part. Like, he's having a good time on set, you know?
Yes.
There are a few... I enjoy watching stuff when I feel like the actors are having a good time. Alan Tudyk on Resident Alien is another one. One of the charms of Resident Alien was just watching him chew that scenery. I think Ted Danson in A Good Place is also another example of that.
Oh, yeah. I like that. That's a good one, too. The Blacklist.
Haven't seen it.
James Spader on The Blacklist.
Okay.
worth a thing. Also,
Is that a new show?
Oh no, it's an old show.
Yeah, it sounds like something from like the early 2000s.
I think so. That might be right.
All right.
Spoilers for The Blacklist. Get ready. I might have already talked about it on here, but there's this theory called Red Arena, where again, these are major spoilers. I figure you're not planning on watching all of The Blacklist, though.
Probably not. And again, my memory's so terrible. Whatever you tell me, I probably won't.
So Raymond Reddington, a character that James Spader plays, is a manufactured identity, kind of.
Like Mike.
Like, there was a Raymond Reddington, but this Raymond Reddington is not the man who was named Raymond Reddington. There's a FBI agent who is somehow related to Raymond Reddington, either by blood or by circumstance. He's a protector of her and, you know, does all these things to make sure that she's safe. She has a strange background. It turns out that the real Raymond Reddington was her father, I think. You know, who is this guy? We think that maybe he's this friend of her mother, Katerina. But then it turns out that that was a different guy. And there's this idea, it's called Red Arena, where the guy, Raymond Reddington, that we're watching is actually Katerina, her mother, who went through an extreme physical transformation.
Okay.
To be this guy. And here's the thing. I learned about this, and I started it over from the beginning.
So this is like a fan theory. This isn't canon.
Okay, so this is the thing. This is the fun thing. After the show was over, some people involved with the TV series said, yes, this is absolutely what it was, but they wouldn't let us do it. But if you watch the episodes, it's like she's talking to this guy who's dying, and he says, if your daughter were here, who is, you know, who Katarina is, if she were here, what would you want to say to her?
Right.
And he said, well, she's not here. And he says, if she were, right, what would you want to, you know, stuff like that, sprinkled throughout the entire show. So even if it's not true, I want it to be enough that, you know, it pretty much is. Because there are those scenes that don't make a lot of sense unless, you know, that's what's going on. And some people vehemently hate this theory. And I figured out what it is. It's people who have identified with the character. And are like, I'm like this guy. And then it's like, well, this guy is actually her mom. No, it isn't. This is a story about a guy who loves this girl even though she's not his real daughter. And I have an adopted kid. And so then it's like, okay, well, yes. And I'm glad that you found this thing. But the scene where, I mean, the episode where he keeps on seeing her and experiencing things that she experienced in sort of this haze, and says something like, I'm Katarina, or whatever, may point to another explanation. You know, that sort of thing. Anyway.
So that's the James Spader character?
It is a James Spader character. Oh, and this is the thing I was going to bring up. The James Spader resurrection. I don't know if you know this, but there was a... there's a suggestion that... James Spader died. There was an article about him dying that Jennifer read.
They pulled a Paul is dead on James Spader.
And so she thought that he was dead. She told me about it. We both thought that he was dead for a while, and then he came back to life
because he wasn't dead. It's a miracle.
Yes, James. More of James Spader, please, because we like him. Okay, so.
Yeah, I remember The Blacklist being a TV show. It was like a network show, right?
It was like a network
CBS
show,
or something?
NBC, I think, but maybe CBS. Could be CBS.
One of those broadcasting channels.
Yeah. Oh, I lost my axe, Ben.
Lost your axe?
I lost Max.
Oh, you lost the Max.
Yeah, it was part of... Because it was part of AT&T. I lost my axe. I can't play at the game.
I am wearing a lumberjack, basically.
Oh, my God.
And you're wearing suspenders.
I have to tell you...
two halves of a lumberjack.
K. Brian Neal, right?
Yes. Good friend of the show.
I had a dream last night that we were performing, and I wanted K. Brian Neal to play something on a ukulele. And so I was showing him what to play, and he was like, can't you play it? I was like, yeah, but I have to be singing also. And he's like, well, then sing and play it. What do you need me for? Like, he was mad at me, right? But then all these other people came up who liked me, and so I felt better. It was one of those things, again, where I needed to talk to you, and you were in a play. And so I came backstage to the play, which I shouldn't have done, right? People were mad, and they were... everybody was speaking sign language, and I couldn't speak sign language, so I was, you know, kind of at a loss. But they were also talking and mouthing the words and stuff, so I figured out that they weren't mad that I was backstage. They were mad at a woman in the audience because she was disrupting the show.
It happens every time.
So I felt okay about this.
Did I know Ben, my lines in this play I was in? Because if it was one of my dreams, I did not know my lines.
You did. And then we were talking to him. And then, Ben, something happened. And I don't think I want to mention it on the podcast. Okay. It's because it's a little gross. Right?
Is it adult in nature?
I'll, It is adult in nature. So I'll tell you after the podcast.
Looking forward to that. For those of you who are subscribed to our non-existent Patreon, stay tuned for that.
Yeah. Oh, I left a lot of Patreons today, a couple days ago, also.
Here's
what happened. Yes, trying to save money. And here's the thing that was happening. I would get a note, a new post has happened at this place. And I'm not like, yay, a new post. I'm like, oh, I guess I'll have to listen to that because I'm part of the Patreon. As if I have that feeling, then I drop the Patreon, basically.
Yeah.
But and I was like, maybe I should get rid of some of these subscriptions that I have too. But the subscriptions that I was gonna get rid of, I hadn't thought of Max. And when I dropped Max, I was like, well, maybe I'll just add Max back. And it's $16 a month. I was like, okay, no, I can't do it.
Is that not what you were paying earlier? Were you like grandfathered in on a lower tier?
Oh, it was given to me because I was an AT&T.
That's right.
And so now that I'm on Xfinity, I don't have it anymore. I still hate it, Ben. Every week.
Xfinity?
Come back to it. No, I still hate this, what I'm about to say. Oh, anytime, about once a week, it's AT&T saying, come back to us. We'll give you a $200 Amazon gift card. And I'm like, yes, please be here. You didn't lose me. You abandoned me.
I have a story that's kind of similar to that, but a little bit different. So I had Wave broadband when I lived in the Denny Triangle.
And yeah. Then
when I moved to Belltown, it was still Wave broadband, but it was like, it was called something different. It was like Wave G, right? Because it was weird. Like, it was like built into the building. So I don't actually need a modem in my apartment. I just plug my router directly into the wall. It's like built in. It's this weird apartment specific thing. It's now called Astound, powered by Wave. It's all BS anyway. My account number at Wave changed, right? So I basically, when I called to switch my service, like first off, I was happy with my service, with my Wave service at the apartment, right? They were okay. So I'm like, yeah. If you guys are available at my new apartment, I'll just switch my service. So the guy's like, oh, we have Wave G there, so I'll cancel this account, and I'll start a new account there. So my old account was canceled. I had a new account number, but the emails and the flyers from Wave saying, we want you back, did not stop for like a year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you guys. It's just, I don't know how else to tell you.
It's like, also, I give monthly to Wikipedia.
No, good for you.
$5 to Wikipedia. And whenever they have their Wikipedia can't be sold, I have to click the I already gave money thing, which I'm glad that they added. Because for a while, it was just like, no, but I love it. I do.
Do you have to prove that you...
No.
Gave money? It's the honor system.
But I do. And I did. So yeah, I feel okay about it. God, there's something I was trying to think of. Was it AI related?
Yeah, probably.
It might be AI related. Oh, yes! Ben's gonna guess the news. Ben, what is AI bringing back? What is the thing from the 70s and 80s that AI is bringing back?
What is the thing from the 70s and 80s that AI is bringing back? Coke parties at mansions?
No. Do you want me to give you a hint?
A war with Iran.
No. Specifically, Microsoft and Google are bringing AI projects.
Nuclear power.
Nuclear power, Ben. Coming back to the United States. Three Mile Island.
Yeah.
Got to get up and running. Google going to do some other version of it. Yeah. It's like, we're going to pay for our AI with this.
I saw that, here's something. Paul
gonna pay for being, using the power for.
Paul going to get some news. What did OpenAI just spend $15 million on?
Oh, geez. I don't know.
That's probably not a wrong answer, but that's not what I'm going for here.
Is it for... Okay, I'm gonna do a 20 questions thing. Is it content related?
Yes.
Is it the rights to some form of content?
Sort of. It's the rights, but I wouldn't call it content.
Is it the likeness of something or someone?
No.
Okay, is it rights to... okay, well, first, is it rights to training material?
No.
Is it rights to some sort of trademark or...
Yes. Question mark. Okay. Yes.
Is it a name or an image?
It is a name.
Is a name. And how much did they spend for it?
$15 million.
Okay, whatever it is, it's too much.
That's what a lot of people are saying.
Is it a name that was owned by someone else and now they own it? Like, and what yes. I mean by that is it a well-known brand that I would know of, but now OpenAI owns that?
It's not a well-known brand.
Okay. They paid somebody who owned this as a brand name, but now OpenAI is going to use it, and this other people aren't. But it's not something that I would know about. It's not her, I'm guessing. Right?
No. I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
It's a URL.
Oh. But and it's not one that I would know about.
No.
Is but it a .com?
It is a .com.
Oh.
And if you think of their main product, because it redirects
it's not
to their large language model.
It's not ChatGPT.com, is it?
You're close.
Is it just GPT.com?
Go the other way.
Chat.com?
They bought Chat.com from HubSpot's co-founder Dharmesh Shah for $15.5 million.
You know what? I said it wasn't worth it. Chat.com is pretty good. That is pretty... It might be worth it. It might have been worth it.
I saw a Reddit post recently where some guy registered pizza.com in like 1994 and sold it in like the early 2000s for millions, you know? And I'm like, why couldn't I have been that forward thing? Because I could have used a couple $1 million in 2009.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't? It is weird for me to think about... like, I have made, in my lifetime, $1 million.
Right. If you look at all the money, if you never had to spend anything, but you still made all your money and could just save it.
It's pretty weird.
I don't know if I can say that. I don't think I could say that.
Wait, you don't think so?
I had a lot of really lean years.
Oh, yeah, well...
Like, I'm just gonna... Know. Do some quick math here just to see if I can get a ballpark. So roughly what would be an average? Yeah, let's go. Times how many? Whoops, not times. Come on. Oh, you don't need to do that. Times how many years have I been working? How many years have I been working? I'm 48. Let's say 30 years of like a job when I was 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, Even though the number I pulled up is larger than $1 million, I still don't think if I added up every single thing, I think it'd be close.
Oh wow! I was trying to figure out what this sound was. Edward's been barking this whole time, and the
microphone's
picking it up. Yeah. So get ready for that. Oh, and I guess towards the end, a little bit of housekeeping. My Discord already gone. I deleted it.
Like I texted you last night. Start the clock.
Yeah, I really think that I'm not going to bring it back. It was bringing back old social media feelings in me that I don't want.
I seem to remember you, like, not really guilting me into joining, but maybe like quietly shaming me into joining when we talked about it.
Well, what happened was I was like, Ben, I invited you and you haven't joined yet. What's happening? I made a whole Goody Lawrence channel about it. Yeah, but I mean, there were a couple of, here's the thing. I feel like I don't know. A lot of my friends are more worried and concerned and all that. And I don't think that there will be necessarily a Stasi or anything like that. But I do think that I need to remember and practice good online hygiene.
Yeah.
Because I don't want America's adversaries to know anything about me, Ben.
What's that?
Whoever you would consider adversaries of America to be.
What's that line from Firefly? I may have been on the losing side, but I'm not quite sure if it was the wrong side.
Yeah, exactly. So that's
something to that effect.
It's one of the things. I had a very sobering thing where I like freestyle stuff. I've listened to Harry Mack every once in a while, Ben. I know what's going on. So occasionally, I was like talking about James K. Polk. I was doing a thing about how, you know, you're Lean Jimmy, I'm James K. Polk, and then I was like, did Lean Jimmy and James K. Polk ever debate about slavery? And if so, who was on which side? And then it turns out that both of them were pro-slavery.
Right.
Just in different ways. And I'm like, yeah, no, thanks. That's right. America had that.
This is America.
And has it happening? But how's it happening? That's the question, Ben. The answer is, not bad.
America, keeping it wrong for 250 years.
Oh, that was the other thing, The Onion. America finally defeats America. Did you see that part?
I did not see that part.
Yeah, it was pretty good. The Onion's pretty good in general. Here's the thing that that keeps me feeling good, Ben. No matter who had won, the people that voted are still here, and so the problems would have been here one way or the other. It's just that the problem is a little bit easier to identify now.
I just gotten used to not having to think about that person ever again.
Yeah.
And now we have to wake up every morning and discover what horrors have been released on the world that day.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to, and I know this is crazy, but I'm looking forward to figuring out, like, a good thing that happens. Is there a good thing that happens? Like the creation of Space Force, Ben. We're all happy about Space Force. It's called Space Force.
Oh, you're talking about good things that's happening specifically because of that administration.
Yeah, exactly. We made it through COVID. That was great, wasn't it? We did such a good...
No, a lot of people didn't.
That's right.
But and the late sort of night comedians are going to have a field day.
And I'm part of the three-legged race. Hey, speaking about which, Ben, we're at the end of another... Speaking about which, Ben... Ah, scary, hey. No! Benny and I are going to a haunted house on Saturday.
It's after Halloween, so this is like an actual haunted house?
No, it's
if you can last one night, you get to own the house.
This haunted house stays open for one or two weekends after Halloween in general. So it's a big production, so they try to...
Yeah.
And they got it, because, I mean...
Squeeze as much money out of the populace as possible.
The 7 o'clock slot was almost sold out, and we got it, so... All right. So, Ben, I will talk to you next time. Once again, keep it wrong. How's it happening?
Keep it wrong, Paul. Nice to see you.
Talk to you more later.
Talk to you next week.
All right. Bye.
And we're clear.